This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Parliament has passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill will replace the Merchant Shipping Act 1958. The bill amends the law relating to merchant shipping to ensure compliance with the country's obligation under the maritime treaties and international instruments to which India is a party. It will also ensure the development of Indian shipping and efficient maintenance of Indian mercantile marine in a manner best suited to serve national interest. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, said, "The present act is no longer adequate to realize the country's developmental vision and address the contemporary challenges of the maritime sector.
The welfare and well-being of seafarers and the safety and security of ship which minimize disruptions of the marine environment are the two most prominent areas in the regulatory framework for maritime sector. The bill puts greater focus on ensuring safety in navigation and safety of life, protection of marine environment, emergency preparedness and response to marine incidents."
Parliament also passed the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the state of Goa Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill was passed in the Lok Sabha last week. Replying to the discussion, Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said, "As population of the scheduled tribes community has increased, it is necessary to grant reservation to STs in the Goa State Assembly." BJP Sadanand Malu Shet Tanavale and Subhash Chandra Bose Pilli of YSR Congress participated in the discussion. The Lok Sabha today passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 amid opposition's protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. The bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The bill provides for establishing of National Olympic Committee, National Paralympic Committee and National and Regional Sports Federations for each designated sport. The bill empowers the central government to establish a national sports board and provide for constituting a national sports tribunal to adjudicate sports-related disputes. The Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 and the Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 were also passed by the Lok Sabha today by a voice vote. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved these legislations amid protest by the opposition members. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a telephonic conversation with President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Modi heard Mr. Zelensky's perspectives on recent developments. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed India's consistent position on the need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. He said, "India remains committed to making every possible contribution in this regard, as well as to further strengthening bilateral ties with Ukraine." Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, transferred 3,900 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer, DBT, to over 35 lakh farmers under Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana in Jhunjhunu, Rajasthan today. In this, an amount of 1,400 crore rupees was transferred to 9.7 lakh farmers of the state. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Union Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary were also present on the occasion. Supreme Court has issued strong directions to control the menace of dog bites and rabies in the National Capital Territory of Delhi, to immediately catch and sterilize stray dogs and relocate them permanently to shelters. The court warned that any person or group obstructing this drive will face legal action. Authorities are also allowed to use force if necessary. India's Namrata Batra created history by reaching the women's 52 kg final at the 2025 World Games in Chengdu, China today. Namrata beat Philippines' Krizen Faith Collado 2-0 to assure India of its first ever World Games medal in the sport of wushu. With this win, Namrata will now fight for gold on Tuesday against local favourite Menghee Chen in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.